Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
So, hey folks, how are you doing? Welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now, here today, we are going to be talking to Kevin Ellis from Blue Space Media. And you know what? We're going to be talking about marketing. We are going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, marketing, because Blue Space Media provides all types of solutions for businesses. And do you know what? They offer a professional and personal service. And I'm interested to figure out why and how and what that looks like. So, Kevin, how are you doing? And welcome to The Grow Show.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, very good. It's a little bit sunny outside, which is nice for a change. But yeah, all good this end.
Good. So for the people who don't know about Kevin and Blue Space Media, who are you and what do you do?
So, yeah, so I'm Kevin Ellis. I'm, I dare say it, 46 years old. I've only been running this business for just over a year, so about 15 months. But I've been in sales and marketing and had previous businesses prior to that. So I'd say I've been in business for about 20 years in this kind of field. And Blue Space Media was born out of a frustration, really, of working for a big corporate agency, if you like, in digital marketing, working with small businesses, and wasn't really feeling it, didn't feel that it gave the products, the value, the service. So kind of figured that I could do it myself. And that was kind of what I wanted to do, was to have a small personal approach, personal service agency, digital marketing agency specifically for small businesses.
Nice. And do you specialize in a particular type of marketing, or do you, you know, or do you like to kind of mix it up depending on who you're talking to?
Yeah, we mix it up. I mean, we'd call ourselves a generalist, or I call myself a generalist in terms of digital marketing. We kind of bracket it under kind of three key areas. We kind of have websites and SEO, which is a kind of the sort of cornerstone of digital marketing. Sort of every business should have a website. And so we kind of look after things around either building, fixing, managing, and updating and optimizing websites for all various search engines and so on and so forth. And also working on a kind of a relatively new strand of local SEO, which is something specific for businesses, smaller businesses with effectively a shopfront kind of location. You know, your restaurants, your retails, your high street, boutique places. So that's kind of the first area. The second area is paid for marketing. So linking back into websites, of course, you know, it's all about traffic. And there's three ways that you get traffic: organic, which is your SEO and your local SEO. You've then got your social media channels, and then you've got paid. And paid adverts don't necessarily always need to be, you know, it's a paid advert to go to buy something. It's about going to see a product or see a business, see a brand. So we work with a variety of clients on Google campaigns and social media campaigns, particularly Facebook, for a whole variety of kind of, you know, end results, whether it's leads, whether it's engagement, and so on. And then the third kind of strand, I guess, is kind of everything else. So people who don't have the time, maybe people who need their social media managed, for example, people who need their whole digital presence just cleaned up, you know, Google My Business profiles and kind of all the other sort of gluey bits that kind of intertwine with one another in this whole kind of digital marketing matrix, as it were. So they're the kind of three key areas that we work in.
Brilliant. And I suppose in this kind of day and age where we're bombarded with messages left, right and centre, from social media to videos to kind of TV, radio, just we're bombarded with inputs every day of the kind of every day of the week, it's really important to be able to cut above those noises and actually tell your story effectively. And I personally believe that there's not one channel that's right for that. You need to be on all of the channels. You need to make sure you have the website, and that's got to be optimized. You've got to make sure you're on social channels, so when people search you, you're there, and they've got information. When they check Google, you've got Google My Business listing and that kind of stuff. Am I just living in a fairy tale world, or is that kind of, am I on the money there?
No, I think, you know, that's exactly what we tell all our clients. You're absolutely on the money. I mean, it is, you know, people will find different things that work for them better than others. You know, you always have conversations where, I get loads of leads from Facebook, but I get nothing from LinkedIn, or, you know, my website's not doing anything. And invariably, you can kind of take it back and go, well, the website's not delivering because you haven't done anything with it. You put it there and that's it. You've not done any optimization. So you're absolutely spot on, Gary. It is effectively doing lots of different things and, you know, doing something and doing some of those well. And when you find something that works for you, obviously use that and major on that. But don't do that at the, you know, by letting something else go. So it's kind of
makes sense,
because if you do that, you then start to lose ground and any traction you've got in that particular channel or whatever it might be. And of course, that can then have a negative impact and so on and so forth.
Makes sense. And is there an area at the moment where people are not neglecting, that's probably the wrong word, but not really focusing on, which they should be?
I think SEO is probably one of those areas that people probably get confused by, because A, it's so technical. And what we try and do is try and sort of demystify it and maybe simplify it to a point. So SEO is something that people think when they've had their website and the web builder has said, oh yeah, we've SEO'd your website. They think that's it. They're done with SEO. But of course, SEO is an ongoing kind of digital marketing tactic. And what you have to do with SEO is you really need to take the time. If you're going to manage it yourself, and you know, we actively encourage people, if you want to manage it yourself, do it. But you need to be utilizing key free tools like Google Analytics, for example. You know, if you've got a website without Google Analytics, you really aren't going to understand what's making your website and delivering traffic. So it's little things like that. So that where people have kind of maybe not done as much as they could or needed to. And what we're finding at the moment is we're getting a lot of people inquiring, wanting to get more out of their website. And of course, that's an easy start point, is looking at SEO, looking at all the things that are effectively cheap and, you know, in some cases free. Do those things first, you know. And so that's kind of what we're finding, I guess, a lot of at the moment.
Nice. And what kind of ongoing things can people do to kind of keep their websites updated? Is it about making sure the pictures have got kind of the tags into it and making sure that everything's kind of the blog's updated? What kind of things do you recommend people to do?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's the simple thing. So the first and foremost, the fundamental key element is to check your site speed. If your site speed is slow, that is going to give you quite a big, you know, black cross, as it were, and you're not going to rank. So if there's competitors' websites who have site speed, so that's something to do with server, that's to do with your web developer. If you're on a Wix or a GoDaddy platform, sometimes they can be slower than, you know, being on a separate server. So look at site speed. So site speed's one. That's a bit of a technical one, and you know, you do. You know, in this instance, you pay for what you get. If you've got a $2.99 a month host, you can guarantee that it's going to be slow or slower than others. So you do get for what you pay for in that particular marketplace. But yeah, absolutely, about tags, images, a common thing. People put up blogs or new pages or whatever, they put images on there, look great, but they don't tag them. And of course, Google wants you to tag them, because Google wants to, you know, they want to push images and videos and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, putting in, you know, the keywords, as it were. So if you're doing a piece on, let's say you're putting a piece on your website about podcasting, so you put a picture of someone with headphones and a microphone, you know, you want to tag that with podcast marketing, podcast for business. And so then it's got some juice that Google can go, oh, okay, we want to show this. So site speed, alt tags, and then the meta descriptions. If you have got a little bit of technical knowledge, You know, on your website, you know, it's the little paragraph right at the top of whatever page, whether you're using WordPress or other similar web builds. And it's that paragraph, that meta description is really quite key to how Google will look at that page. So yeah, making sure that all your pages have meta descriptions is important. So they'd be my top three.
Brilliant. And that's good tips for people to go away, check it out on their website and get from there. And if they haven't got technical knowledge, get your web developer to do it. You know, they'll know where these places are. And if not, if you can't find them, I'm sure if you ask them, they'll be able to show you.
Exactly.
So over Christmas, I saw quite a few adverts with Sheldon Smith for Google My Business. And I've been talking to people about Google My Business and local kind of retailers who are kind of clients of mine and getting them on Google My Business for a couple of years. So for me, it's not anything new. But with Google pushing the ads, that shows that they've kind of signified that they've really kind of started to take it more seriously and wanted to share it with more people. You mentioned it earlier on as well. You know, what is Google My Business for the people who just don't know, and how do they get started?
So Google My Business is a free tool. Again, so Google offer a lot of stuff for free. Google My Business is one of them. So Google My Business is effectively I guess in rudimentary terms, it's almost like a social media profile for Google. So Google had a failed social media platform from a couple of years ago. It never really got started. And Google My Business is effectively the one lasting kind of element from that. And what it is and what it's designed to do now is particularly to what they want to be able to serve in search is relative results. So, and a lot of, and Google adapts very quickly to what people are putting into their search engine. So they realized a few years ago that people were putting, where can I find, how do I get to, who does this in my local, you know, I'm in whatever. So it's all based around a locality. And they found that people want to see more local results, which is why you've now got this map pack. And the map pack is effectively the second tier on Google's homepage. If you go to a Google page, you've got the ads, then you've got the map pack. And having a Google My Business listing, first and foremost, will help you get onto that map pack. What you then do with that Google My Business listing then decides and helps you get higher up that map pack compared to your competitors. So if stuff that influences that is by completing the profile, filling out all the information, making sure that your name, address, and phone number, or your NAP listing, as people will call it, is 100% accurate and correct. Things like opening hours, and then you've got the option in there to then put in things like keywords and key callouts that are relevant to your business, and of course the geography of which you run in. So that's the Google My Business profile, and like I say, everyone should have one because they're free. All you've got to do is get a Gmail, Google Mail email address, and then you can go and set up your Google My Business profile or claim, and it's already on there and someone's already set it up for you. Because what happens is a lot of these profiles were set up by businesses many moons ago, kind of rogue marketing companies who would then go on and say, oh, I've already, you know, we can do this for you and charge the money, but people can do this for themselves for free. And a Google My Business profile, fundamentally, from a local SEO perspective, is fundamental. And without having one, you ain't going to get any results.
Love it. Great description. And just to kind of give people a heads up, there's also an app that you can use to put the information in and update it. So they've made it simple as possible to get yourself noticed. Because ultimately, I suppose, because they're a business and because they want to make people more visible as they can, they want people to use their apps. They want people to use their services. They want people to find the local if they're searching local. It benefits them in the long run. And then they potentially would spend money on Google ads and different ad roles in different places. And let's just talk about ads. I know we're quick firing, if that's okay, Kevin, in terms of what we're talking about. But in terms of ads, there's so many places where you can spend your advertising online. You know, you've already mentioned Facebook, Google. There's pretty much every social media platform where you can have some kind of sponsored posts, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube pre-rolls, post-rolls, whatever it is. You know, at the time of recording, and I've got to put that because I'm sure it'll probably change over the course of the year, over the course of the time, Where would you say people should invest their time and energy when it comes to ads? And are you going to say the classic marketing thing? It depends on where their audiences are.
You beat me to it. It does, but fundamentally, it's all about return, and it's all about understanding what you want to get, knowing what you want, because there are so many end results to paid ads. So even with Google, there are so many Google advertising options. It's kind of frightening, and it scares people off. I mean, even Google at the moment, linking in to local SEO, Google are actually trialing a beta Google local ad at the moment, which it's been launched in America. And if people can Google like plumbers in New York, you will start to see what the new screen of Google is going to look like. And basically it's going to be two or three businesses. So it'll be, for example, electricians in Norwich. You know, you'll search that, and then at the top of the screen, so the main ads are being dropped, and there's going to be Google local ads are going to come up first.
That's going to be powerful.
And it'll be, I think it's a maximum of three. And then what also happens is there is a process. So I put two clients through this process already. We're still waiting for their ads to go live because of EU law, they have to have two companies ready to go. It has to be competitive. They can't just put someone else up there. But you have to go through big hoops. So you have to give up your liability insurance. You have to give your certificate of incorporation, your VAT, ID, all these things. And what you're going to get and what you'll see is a little tick, Google certified or Google guaranteed. So it's going to be even more powerful for local businesses when those adverts, it's because people are just going to go, bang, Google said it's fine. I'm in. And so that's the next thing that's coming, Google local ads. So we should probably start to see those probably mature in the spring and into summer. It's still limited to certain sectors at the moment. But with Google, you've then got the main ads, top and bottom, you know, your text ads. You've then got things like banner ads. You've then got, like you've just already mentioned, YouTube. You can then go and target directly from Google because effectively YouTube's a Google company. You can go and pick, you know, just go on YouTube. You've got Google Shopping. You know, there are so many options. And Google's very good for traffic and direct into e-commerce. So that they're the two kind of areas around, you know, I guess Google Ads, where certainly clients that I've got have had good success. And with socials at the moment, Facebook is delivering really well for clients. But again, you have to understand what each campaign, what you want it to do, because you can end up going down a rabbit hole and spending a ton of money and looking at it and going, oh, what do I actually get for that? So that they're kind of the areas at the moment. And it all comes back to what I kind of bark on about a lot. And it's, you know, having a plan, having a strategy, joining it all up. That's what makes it become, you know, and feel more valuable over time.
Mm-hmm. One question that I get is if I go onto a website and I just look at a product, let's say it's glasses. I go onto a website for glasses and then I start seeing the adverts on YouTube. Then I start seeing it on Google. Then I start seeing it on Facebook. Quite a common question that I get asked is, why and how can I get that set up for my company?
Yeah, so they're the retargeting options. So within Google, you know, it's very simple. You just select the retargeting campaign and, you know, you can then retarget web users. It's all about dropping little effectively tags or cookies into web code. So that's where you see, and a lot of these, it's the same with Facebook. Facebook has a pixel. I mean, Instagram has a pixel. I think they all pretty much have pixels. Mm. That you then, you know, if you're going to do a paid advertising campaign, you can then drop these pixels onto your websites and then it then tracks those users and will show them your advert for a, and they all have different periods. So some have 30 days, 15 days, 90 days, whatever. And that can be a really good way of ensuring that your brand presence, a particular product or service, or indeed a certain sales line, you know, you maximize your return. So a lot of success certainly from clients, I'm sure you've got clients the same, where they've used retargeting really quite effective. It doesn't work all the time and for every campaign, but you know, when you've got the right target audience and the right market and the right product and the right message, then it's really powerful.
I love it. And it's quite funny, I don't actually do anything with ads. I purely focus, if I'm talking about social media with people, it's about the content they create, about the audiences, about the social content, about the conversations, anything to do with numbers and anything to do with kind of ads, I don't like. I'm not a fan. I much prefer conversation, hence doing a podcast and an interview style, you know, if it's completely into it. So I go to people like you guys, because frankly, I just don't have any interest. And I'm happy with that. And my clients are happy with that because they know exactly what they're going to get.
Yeah, and it's not for everyone. Like I say, I mean, in some cases, you know, we'll actively say, look, probably paid ads isn't right for you. Sometimes you get people that want, they come to you, they want to spend their money on Google. And you're like, look, you need to sort your website out first. And that's the starting point, because you can spend a lot of money on Facebook, on Google ads, particularly, especially if your website is not optimized or set up for whatever the activities that you want to do. So we go back to pot one and we look at the website, we look at the optimization before we go into pot two.
I'm guessing this is where the personal service comes in, because that's when you can actually kind of physically talk to them, figure out their plans, work out what they want to do, and then really give a tailored approach to them.
That's exactly it. Look, no one company, one size doesn't fit all. You know, what's good enough for an electrician isn't good enough for a landscaper or a florist or whatever. So they've all got their own unique audiences, their own unique reach, their own unique target market, and their own unique messaging. So everything has to be tweaked accordingly. Yeah, of course, you get similarities, but fundamentally, you know, everyone needs to be slightly tweaked, and that you're absolutely right. And that's exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing, because, you know, I'm able to give that personalized kind of service and adjustment.
Love it. Now, I know that little birdie has told me that you've got an ebook out that basically helps people, I suppose, with what we've been talking about. It's titled How to Make Your Business an Online Success. Tell us about it.
Well, that ebook was written in the depths of lockdown one, when my business was 5 months old, and I had, at that point, just before pre-lockdown, I had 6 or 7 clients. And in the space of a week, I went from 7 to 1 because I was overexposed to hospitality, leisure industry. So, of course, a lot of people put immediate pause on their marketing. Naturally.
Do you know what? 100% agree. And that's what happened to me as well. So I completely agree. Exactly.
So the only thing I could think of doing was just pushing content out for myself, to keep myself in the eye line. And so I created and was pushing out content. And then I just suddenly realized one day, I thought, I've written a dozen articles here, you know, had about 3,000-4,000 words, and thought, do you know what? Actually, if I put these in a decent chronological order, you know, it makes kind of for a good read. So a guy I used to work with, a chairman of a business that I used to work with, was a fully trained journalist, PR. So I had him sort of edit it and kind of put it in a what seemed like a very good order. And hey presto, we had an ebook. So I kind of, you know, pushed that out there, sold a few copies. I think it ranked, I think I was number 2 or number 3 for a few days in marketing on Amazon. So that was pretty good. That was a highlight. So yep. sold, I think probably maybe 50 to 100 copies. So not masses, but I'd never expected it to. You know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you've done it. It's good. But I give it out now. I give it out to, so if anyone wants a copy, I'm more than happy to send it as an intro to who I am, what we do, and if it helps people, because there's a lot of stuff in there that really kind of ticks boxes of, you know, here's what you can do for free, here's what you can do yourself, here's what you can do before you have to spend any money with anyone. And so that's what it was done, that's why it came about. I've actually got enough content now I've done in recent times, I could probably do a second. So maybe I will.
I tell you what we can do. Kevin, if you can share me the link so people can kind of contact you to download it. I will put that into the show notes to make it even simpler for people to find it. And hey, if there's a book two, that will be in there as well. So why not? Let's do it. Let's do it. I say, if there's a book two, there's no accountability there whatsoever. We could have gone on and say, come on, when's the date? Come on, get it out. But no, if there's a book two, we'll put it in. But definitely, we'll enclose the link to book one in the show notes. So please download it. Now, we've been talking for a book. Oh, I don't know. It's been a while, but we can carry on talking. So let's schedule in the part two, because we want. There's so much more we want to talk about. And I want to find out about your journey, about the highs and the lows. We haven't even spoken about that. So, Kevin, thank you very much for your time today. If you're going to leave the viewers and listeners with one thing to change, what's your one big takeaway that you want them to go away from this interview doing?
So the big thing that I want people to think about for 2021 is reviews. Okay, if you're not asking for them, do it. If you are asking but you're not getting any, ask again. Reviews are a massive, massive factor in websites and rankings and all that kind of stuff. And also, not just from a technical perspective, but from a perspective of sales, you know, 88%, the latest figure is 88% of people trust an online review as much as a recommendation from a friend. So it's absolutely vital to businesses of any shape, size, and whatever industry that, you know, that they adopt this kind of approach and get in as many reviews as they can.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Great advice there. Now, if people want to check you out on socials, if people want to find out more info about your web from your website, where can they go? Where do you hang out online?
So the website is www.bluespacemedia.co.uk. There is a blog section on there and it has dozens of articles that people can access. And like I say, there's a contact form on there. If you want to get a free ebook, just fill that in, say free ebook, and jobs are good. And I'm mainly on Facebook and Instagram. They can find me on, at Blue Space Media, on both FB and Insta. And I've got a personal profile on LinkedIn, which is just me, search by my name, Kevin Ellis. And you can find me on LinkedIn.
Aces, aces, aces. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for your time today. Remember, guys and girls watching, check Kevin out. He knows his stuff. He's given you so many good pointers in this interview. Oh, you just need the time and energy to go away and take action from doing it. Remember, there's no point listening to this interview and not do anything from it. So please check the website, check out analytics, check out ads, contact Kevin, download his ebook. Those are really, really good stuff. Kevin, as I said before, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate your time. And thank you very much, everyone, for watching today. This has been The Grow Show. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.